Amu to the Woodshed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Former executives from Washington Mutual come before Congress later today. The testimony is part of an ongoing investigation into WaMu's lending practices. The bank collapsed and was taken over by J.P. Morgan in September of 2008. It was the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Here to talk about this with us is our very own Jeremy Hobson in New York. He joins us live. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Stacey.
So the Senate has been investigating WaMu for a year and a half. What has it found?
Well, the official results of the investigation won't come out until Friday, but bits and pieces are starting to emerge, and among them, charges of a pay system that rewarded loan officers for quantity, not quality. There's talk of bonuses for packaging up these risky mortgages into securities and selling them to Wall Street, and even charges of fraud, cutting and pasting names onto borrowers' bank statements so that they would qualify for loans that they couldn't afford.
Now, I see the former CEO of Washington Mutual, Kerry Killinger, is going to testify today. Do you have any idea what he'll say?
He is. His prepared remarks have gotten out, and he says WaMu was just originating and selling all these risky adjustable rate mortgages because there was a huge appetite for them. He says when it comes to the failure and the subsequent fire sale of the bank to J.P. Morgan, that it wasn't given a fair shake. He says WaMu was considered outside the club of Wall Street banks that got better treatment from regulators.
Speaking of regulators, how do they come out in the report?
They don't come out that well either. The Office of Thrift Supervision, which was the main regulator of WaMu, didn't downgrade it to unsafe and unsound until just before it failed. And the report faults the FDIC for standing on the sidelines while WaMu deteriorated. And Stacey, the reason that all of this really matters is that the Senate is coming back in this week. They're getting ready to pass the financial regulation overhaul bill. So the lessons of the biggest bank failure in U.S. history are going to be fresh in their minds because of this week's hearings.
Jeremy Hobson in New York, thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Of course, WaMu wasn't the only financial institution playing fast and loose with the law. The New York Times reports this morning Lehman Brothers used a dummy company to hide its losses before it collapsed in 2008. The firm was called Hudson Castle and would trade cash for risky investments, making Lehman's books look stronger than they were. We have come a long way since Lehman collapsed. Well, at least the markets have. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 11,000 for the first time in more than a year and a half, 68% above its lows last March. Overseas this morning, Europe's $40 billion bailout plan for Greece isn't sitting so well with investors. London's FTSE is off by 0.2. Germany's DAX off by 0.2 as well. Hundreds of lobbyists for the biotech industry meet in Washington today. The sector fared well in the healthcare debate. But now biotech is asking lawmakers, what have you done for me lately? From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Carrie Grenz has more.
Biotechnology companies do the early stage research for drug development. The healthcare overhaul package gave these companies a couple of big gifts. Small companies will get $1 billion in tax credits or grants to do their research. And they got some limited patent protection on medications that are the most expensive to develop. Jeremy Leffler, the COO of Bay Bio, says the industry has had a pretty good year so far. But his work lobbying lawmakers isn't over.
You know, it is only April, so we have 8 months still to go. And with the question mark looming around whether Congress will address patent reform this year, we'll really gauge the year as a whole.
A patent reform bill on the table could strengthen biotechnology's position as patent holders, giving them more protection when other companies come too close to their products. That would give a lift to companies struggling to find investors.
Investors are looking for assurances that there will be adequate protection of intellectual property. If not, then the risk of development becomes much greater.
Ken Caton is the director for the Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development.
There are a lot of small companies that, even though they have a product in development that shows signs of success, they're just running out of money.
Caton says that's because even with support from lawmakers, biotechnology companies face the uncertainty that health insurers may not reimburse for the drugs they discover. In Philadelphia, I'm Carrie Grenz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at gotomypc.com/market.
Conan O'Brien has found a new home. The former Tonight Show host surprised fans and industry insiders yesterday when he announced plans for a new show on TBS. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Robert Thompson teaches television and pop culture at Syracuse University. He says a lot of his students have no idea where TBS is on the cable dial.
And once Conan starts there, I think they will find out.
With money coming in from advertising and subscriber fees, cable networks are a small but growing threat to broadcast television. Thompson says more and more hit shows, like Mad Men and Damages, are on cable.
It's true that I think Conan takes a symbolic step down by going to TBS, but it really may be more of a step into the future.
But even the biggest hits on cable have much smaller audiences. Bill Carroll is with the Katz Television Group.
For the foreseeable future, broadcast is still going to be the dominant medium in the sense that more people are going to watch broadcast television.
For O'Brien, the biggest risk might be going head-to-head with The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central. Syracuse's Robert Thompson says college students like Conan O'Brien, they'd take a bullet for Jon Stewart. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, South Korea is worried about video game addiction among its youth, so the government plans to start a curfew. A new policy would reportedly block underage access to online computer games at midnight. Probably take those kids about a week to find a way around that. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.